There's a mountain up ahead that I can't seem to climb. I'm praying for the strength to try it one more time. Lord, don't move that mountain. Just give me strength to climb. For if you should move this mountain, I might grow weaker every time. And just like your son Jesus, with that cross,
if there were no mountains, Lord, I might forget to pray. And if there were no valleys, Lord, I might even stray. But I know the higher the mountain, the sweeter the victory. Lord, ever remind me beside of me. Lord, don't move that mountain. Just give me strength to climb. For if you should move each mountain, I might grow weaker every time. And just
Matthew chapter number 5, and we're going to be reading verse number 13. Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 13. Jesus speaking here, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is sent for good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word. Thank you for this time. I ask you to help us now. Father, you would make us an able minister of the word of God. Speak to our hearts. Pray that you would minister to every heart, Father, every need in the house this morning. And bless this word as it goes forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 We looked last week at convictions, our convictions. And we mentioned how our convictions matter in our service. Because our convictions, amen, will lead us into better service for the Lord Jesus Christ, if our convictions are based upon the Word of God. When we listen and hear and see the Word of God and our convictions come from there, then, amen, our service flows from that, and amen, and we serve the Lord, amen, better. This morning, we're going to look a little bit and talk about salt. Now, salt is and has been a thing of great value. In our day, salt is abundant and it's relatively inexpensive, and so we sometimes forget the value of salt. However, in the olden days, salt was greatly valued. Homer, who was a very revered Greek poet, said of salt, it is divine. Plato, who was an ancient Greek philosopher, said of salt, it is a substance dear to the gods. Now, in our text this morning, Christ compares us to salt. And so we ask the question, are we salty? Are we salty? Now, by salty, I don't mean what some people speak of when they say, boy, he or she, they kind of salty, ain't they? Meaning by that, they're angry, because the term salty is commonly used in a slang way, and it describes someone who is behaving or expressing themselves in a resentful, bitter, or irritated manner. It's often used to describe someone who is being overly sensitive, defensive, or angry, particularly in response to criticism or perceived slights. And people say, well, they kind of salty about that, ain't they? Well, in this context, I'm afraid we have too many Christians that could be said that, amen, well, they salty, but not salty in the right way. Amen. But that's not my question this morning. My question this morning, asking about salt, is, as salt, do we have savor? Because it says in our text, if its salt has lost its savor, then it stands for good for nothing. And so, do we have savor? And here, this word savor means the quality which renders a thing valuable. The quality which renders a thing valuable. What renders salt valuable? It is the savor of the salt. Amen. It renders it valuable. If it has no savor, amen, it is of no value. It is of no use. And so that leads me to this question. To us, to you and to me, and I ask this question, God help us as we answer this question, are we valuable Christians? Are we valuable Christians? What makes a valuable Christian? Savor. Having savor. That is, that we contain that savor that is spoken of here of the salt, that it is valuable because of the difference that it makes on the world, amen, that it comes in contact with. And God help us to be valuable Christians, to have that savor, amen, of life, that saltiness, that flavoring that flavors the world that we live into. Amen. Listen, salt influences those things that it touches. Salt influences those things that it touches. I mean, you could put a gallon of fresh water up here and you could pour everybody a glass, and they, if they were thirsty, they could drink it and they could enjoy it. But amen, all you would need to do is to take one pinch of salt and drop in that and stir it up. And amen, that same water, amen, that everybody enjoyed, now, though it was just a pinch, amen, it would affect that whole gallon. It would touch every part of it. It would be affected by that salt. And I wonder, and God help us, in our service for God, as we serve Him in our individual lives through the church, that we have the savor of salt in our lives. And we want to look, first of all, just at a couple of things this morning, and we want to look at the work of salt, because He said that ye are the salt of the earth. He's telling the Christian, the Christians, the church of God, those that believe, that trust Christ, ye are the salt of the earth. Now the world for a long time has been trying to rid the world of Christian influence. They wanted to get rid of Jesus. They thought they had. They crucified him. They killed him. Amen. When Jesus rose and they began to speak, the apostles began to teach and to preach. They caught some of them and they threatened them. They put them in prison. They beat them. They said, "Don't you be teaching and preaching anymore in Jesus' name." And even to this very day, I had an email this week about a 16-year-old young man that has been sentenced to hang. Why? Amen. Because of his faith. Because of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They've been trying to rid the world of Christian influence. However, listen, it is the savor of Christianity that is paramount to the welfare of this world. Now, the world does not believe that. Amen. You couldn't convince them of that this morning. But amen. But the welfare of this world depends upon Christianity. It depends upon men and women, boys and girls, that follow Christ, that believe in the gospel. The Bible tells us, and we read, that God, if He could have found but 10 righteous people in Sodom, He would have spared the city. If He could have found just 10, He would have spared the city. But amen, guess what He didn't find? He did not find 10. He did not find 10 righteous in the city. And therefore, amen, Sodom without Christians, Sodom without God's people was fitted for only one thing, and that one thing was destruction. And destruction came. Judgment fell. The Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse number 7, it says, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." Now the Spirit of God and the church makes for a restraining of evil. Amen. The Spirit of God and the church makes for a restraining of evil. Amen. There's much evil that goes on in our world, but the Spirit of God and the church help to restrain that evil. But there will come a day and a time when, amen, the church is no more. When, amen, God raptures the church. When the church is gone from the scene of this world, amen, and the Spirit of God that as it came on the day of Pentecost, amen, in the same sense it's going to be taken away. And when it's taken away, there'll be no more restraint for evil. God help this world. If there is a restraint that is holding back evil now, what will it be in a day and an hour when that restraint is removed? Well, amen, you can read about that some in the book of Revelations. And some of the things that'll take place. But you see, salt, and we are this work of salt, it purifies. You know, science tells us that if the world's oceans were not salty, that they would be so corrupt, they would be so polluted, that not only would all life in the oceans cease to be, but also it would be so polluted that it would kill all of life on land. But what does salt do? It purifies. It's salty. And so, amen, so it is kept. It is a purifier. Salt is a preserving agent. Amen, we spoke about Sodom and Gomorrah. God, if there could be 10 found there in Sodom, if it had been, it would have preserved the city. But it was not, and destruction came. Until refrigeration, salt was the chief ingredient for preserving food. Salt. They used it to preserve the food. As we mentioned, if only those 10 people had been found in Sodom, it would have been spared. We think about the preserving of God's people through the years. First of all, we think about what happened in the days of old when God looked and the Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Noah and his family were saved in the ark. His family was preserved because of faith that he had. Amen. They were spared. We think about Abraham. Listen, Lot escaped Sodom. God remembered Abraham, and God looked on Abraham and saw, listen, it was good. It was good for Lot that, amen, that Abraham was his uncle. It was good for Noah's boys, amen, that Noah was their daddy. Joseph, amen, preserved a nation. God used him to preserve a nation because, amen, his brothers, what? They didn't want him. They sold him into slavery, but amen, as the years rolled by, God used him to save not only his family, but to raise up a nation and to keep a promise that he had made to Abraham. Preserve it. Amen. How much or how salty are we? How much savor do we have? How much preservation do we have? It may be that you and I, amen, are the preserving factors for our very family, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our neighbors, for our communities, amen, to preserve and keep them against the judgment to come. But amen, salt also. Salt pleases. Salt makes most food taste better. Salt makes most food taste better. So as a Christian, our presence, amen, in this world should be a blessing. And this speaks again, amen, to Noah and to Abraham and to Joseph. Their presence, amen, it matters. Them being there, it mattered. It made things better. And so we recognize salt, amen, makes things taste better. Job chapter 6 and verse 6, it says, "Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg?" What is it that gives it that taste? What is it that makes it edible, that makes it good? Amen, it's to put a little bit of salt on it. How many times, amen, in your life have you took a bite of something and you said, whew, that right there needs to use a little bit of salt. It used a little bit of salt, amen. And so you put some salt on it and, amen, the whole flavor of the dish changes. Let me tell you this morning, what's wrong with this world? Amen, they need a little salt. They need a little salt. They need some, amen, they need some flavor that, amen, only comes that only God can give. Amen, they need the savor of the salt of Christianity. And if they receive that salt, it makes a difference, amen, to the world. But also here, it tells us the work of salt that we are, ye are the salt of the earth. But also in the main thing that this verse really speaks of here, more than it speaks about the working of salt, it speaks of the warning of losing savor. The warning. Because most of what we see here is a warning to us about losing our savor, our saltiness as Christians, as a church, as a community, losing that savor. And that speaks of losing our testimony, losing our godliness, losing our character. And I wonder, because I thought, why has the church so little influence in the world today? Is it because that we have lost our spiritual savor? That we've lost, amen, that spiritual savor. And remember, savor, by definition, is that quality which renders a thing valuable. We've lost our spiritual power. Because, amen, we of ourselves have no power, but, amen, God, amen, if we walk and live and are filled with the Spirit of God, we are given power. We can do nothing without Him and all things through Him. we see here the peril of the warning. And it says, if we've lost our Savior, lost His savor, when does salt lose its savor? If you take salt and you sprinkle it out on the ground, on the earth, on the world, it don't maintain its saltiness for a real long time. When it comes in contact, we could say with this world, it loses its saltiness. And Christians can gain much popularity from the world, but by worldliness we lose our power. Amen. If we are determined to be like the world, amen, we've got to be in the world, but amen, we're not of this world. But if we determine to be worldly, we lose that spiritual power that God intends for us to have. Our spiritual power will be lost, amen, as we compromise with this world system. But he says also here, it speaks about the costliness of lost savor. And boy, this is something that we've probably all said it about somebody. They ain't good for nothing. Amen. You know, well, we can say we might not want to admit that, but probably every one of us, at some time in our life, we've looked at somebody, and because of something, it might have been at work or when it's, but we've just looked, you know, and we said, well, you know, they ain't good for nothing. But see, the reality is, the costliness of the loss of the savor of the Christian is Jesus said of us, of the church, of those that lose their savor, He said that you're good for nothing. I mean, that's hard for us to hear. I mean, that's hard for us to think. What? The value is gone. And amen, of course, that leads us back to the question that we asked earlier, are we valuable Christians? And Paul recognized this in his writing, in his own life. He recognized this and he spoke about it and about losing that savor. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. He said, I keep my body under subjection. Paul was saying, amen, how I live and what I do and what I say, amen, I live and the things that I preach and I teach, I live by those things, amen, by the very Word of God. And I keep my body under subjection because I don't want to preach to others and then them look at Paul and see that, boy, he's done made shipwreck. He's lost his savor. He's no more than just a castaway. We're not going to follow him. We're not going to listen to him. Look at him. So he knew and he recognized, amen, that if he lost his savor, if he himself, because of what he allowed himself to do and how he allowed himself to live, if it was ungodly, he recognized and knew that he himself would become a castaway. Good for nothing. As it relates to the kingdom of God. And amen, and God help us, we need to be, amen, we need to be good for something. Amen, God didn't give us all the same job. God didn't call us all to preach. Amen. I had my doubts He was calling me, but amen, He just kept on. Amen. Are you sure? Have you got the right person? Now my bunch these days tell me, you know, they'll tell me that, I mean, all the time, we go somewhere and it don't matter where it is. What's taking so long? And you get out, it might be Pam, it might be Cody, it might be Caitlin, it might even be Brooklyn. You know what they'll tell you?
He's in there talking.
He's in there talking. Here they'll say, Daddy's made a new friend. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all, when I was in school, son, it was a chore to get me up out of my seat and do a book report. I couldn't stand it. Not me. But see, God had other plans. God had other plans. But He don't call us all to do the same thing. Listen, this body that we live in, it's an example to us of the spiritual house that we are. Amen. We have eyes and ears and a nose and feet and hands and fingers and toes. And amen. And everything working together for the glory of God. Amen. That's how it is to work and what we are to do, and whatever it is God has called us to do, that's what He expects of us. But we see also here, we see the judgment and the warning, and that is to be trodden under the foot of men. When salt had lost its savor, it was often put on the roadways and the walking paths, and the people would just walk on it. Some of the salt that they were dealing with was bigger than our table salt. It was more of a gravel and more like a small gravel. And they would put it out onto the roadways. And what would happen? Amen. The men and women in their day, they would just walk on it. They would trot it under their feet. But listen, we are to live out our faith before a lost and a dying world, because the Bible says, Jesus Himself said that ye are the salt of the world. We are that seasoning that the world needs, whether they admit it or not. There'll be a time and a day when the church is removed and taken out of the way, and evil will sure enough have its day. And amen, the awfulness of that day and that hour, amen. And you could ask today the folks of Sodom, amen, about how important it is to have God's people around. And they would tell you it's important, because we are the salt of the earth. Amen. Jesus said, you, the church, the Christians, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, what's it good for? Listen, we have to depend on God. We cannot depend upon ourselves. We have to trust the Word of God. We have to live by the very Word of God. And in our service, amen, we are salt. And so it matters. And listen, the world and others, I would venture to say, for every single one of us, there's people watching our lives, amen, that we have not a clue that they're paying attention. And it matters, because we are the seasoning that this world needs. We're the seasoning that this world needs. Boy, we look at this old world, I mean, if we could do it like food and take a taste of it, we'd say, whoo, that needs some salt. It needs some savor. I didn't eat no eggs for breakfast this morning, but amen, I do eat some eggs for breakfast sometimes, but I tell you what, I ain't never eat none without salt. Never have. Amen, don't plan on it, unless things get really hard. But to be the salt of the land is to be, in the highest sense you can imagine, useful to our fellow man. To be the salt of the earth is, in the highest sense imaginable, to be useful to our fellow man. They need salt. They need the testimony. They need the light that we have. The light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They need that law. They need to be influenced, amen, by that salt. The world may not want you as a Christian. We know that they try to take down everything that's related to God and Christianity and remove it and get it out of sight. But amen, but it still preserves till this very day. Amen. And it's preserving the world. And amen, and God's not finished. Why? Amen, because we're still here. The world may not want us as Christians, but amen, but they need us. Some of you might not have wanted, might not have thought that you needed mom and daddy's prayers. But amen, but today you're thankful for them. Amen. You've looked down in some things that you didn't used to value too much, you recognize today that it was of more value than you ever could imagine. It was the savor of life, the saltiness. And, amen, you're thankful that God put somebody in your life that didn't lose their savor. But, amen, but they were seasoned your life. And so I pray this morning as we stand that God let us be salty for service. Not old salty, angry, irritable person, but amen, be salty for service. That we have a savor unto life this morning as we sing. If you have a need, I pray you come.